Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dealmaker Lessons from a Life in Private Equity is a business memoir by Guy Hans, the founder of the private equity firm Terra Firma, blending autobiography with deal narrative. The book traces Hans' path from a difficult childhood shaped by severe dyslexia to elite education and a career across major financial institutions, including Goldman Sachs and Nomura, before building his own investment platform. Its purpose is less to teach private equity through formulas than to show how the industry feels from the inside, how deals are sourced, negotiated, financed, and managed under uncertainty and intense pressure. Hans presents private equity as a craft built on judgment, relationships, and accountability, not only spreadsheets. A central thread is the emotional and personal cost of operating in a high-stakes environment, including his public setbacks as well as successes. The result is an accessible window into a secretive sector, told by a practitioner willing to discuss ambition, stress, and mistakes alongside business wins. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, private equity as practice judgment, negotiation, and control. A major contribution of the book is its practical depiction of private equity as it is actually practiced by a dealmaker, rather than as a purely technical discipline. Hans emphasizes the importance of acquiring meaningful influence over a business after purchase, because ownership without the ability to drive change can turn leverage into a trap. The narrative highlights how deals are shaped by negotiation dynamics, competitive processes, and the need to make decisions with incomplete information. Instead of presenting a rigid playbook, Hans shows how pattern recognition and situational judgment develop over time, reading people in the room, identifying hidden constraints, and understanding what a counterparty truly values. He also underscores that private equity is not only buying assets, but building an investment case that must survive the realities of operations, financing terms, and market cycles. Readers come away with a grounded sense of why small differences in structure, governance, and incentives can determine whether a transaction becomes a platform for improvement or a source of escalating risk. The book thereby demystifies the sector without pretending that it can be reduced to a single, repeatable recipe. Secondly, career formation from major banks to building Terra Firma, Hans' personal trajectory is used to explain how a dealmaker is formed and why institutional environments matter. He describes learning the language of markets and risk inside large financial organizations, then applying those lessons to private equity where longer time horizons and operational involvement change the skill set. The book frames private equity as a convergence of finance, strategy, and execution, requiring comfort with both numbers and persuasion. Building Terra Firma is portrayed as an entrepreneurial act, assembling a team, winning investor confidence, and competing for transactions in a crowded marketplace. The narrative also illustrates how reputation functions as a form of capital, influencing access to opportunities and the willingness of counterparties to engage for readers interested in business careers. The story offers a realistic view of trade-offs, the benefits of training and network effects within large firms versus the autonomy and pressure of running an independent investment house. Rather than presenting success as linear, Hans shows the accumulation of edge through experience, setbacks, and the discipline of repeatedly making consequential decisions under scrutiny. Thirdly, the EMI acquisition as a cautionary case on timing and leverage. Among the best-known episodes discussed is Terra Firma's acquisition of EMI, undertaken shortly before the global financial crisis intensified. Hans treats the deal as an example of how a plausible investment thesis can be overwhelmed by macro conditions, financing structures, and execution challenges. The account serves as a warning that leverage magnifies errors and narrows the margin for operational underperformance, especially when capital markets seize up. The book also conveys how public visibility can compound the stress of a struggling investment, turning a business situation into a personal and reputational test. While the narrative is not a technical postmortem, it offers readers a clearer sense of why private equity failures are often multi-factor valuation, debt terms, industry disruption, and the speed at which conditions change. The episode reinforces a core lesson that even experienced investors can be humbled by timing and by assumptions that prove fragile for aspiring investors. It highlights the need to stress test optimism, to consider how downside scenarios interact with financing, and to recognize that crisis periods expose the weakest links in a deal structure. Fourthly, the human factor: leadership, relationships, and incentives. Hans repeatedly returns to the idea that private equity outcomes are driven by people as much as by models. Deals are negotiated by individuals with competing motivations, and portfolio performance depends on leadership quality inside the acquired companies. The book illustrates how trust, communication, and credibility influence access to opportunities and the ability to execute change after acquisition. It also points to the importance of incentives aligning management and owners so that strategy translates into behavior and ensuring that accountability is clear when results fall short. In this telling, the deal does not end at closing. It begins a new phase of governance, decision-making, and cultural friction where misalignment can quietly destroy value. The memoir format helps show these pressures in context: boardroom tension, hard conversations, and the discipline required to make unpopular decisions. Readers interested in negotiation and leadership will find that the most transferable lessons are not about exotic financial engineering, but about structuring relationships, managing expectations, and maintaining clarity about priorities when stress rises. The book thereby frames private equity as an applied leadership arena where emotional intelligence can be as decisive as analytical ability. Lastly, resilience and cost dyslexia, health and the price of intensity. A distinguishing theme is how openly Hans connects professional intensity with personal cost. He discusses living with severe dyslexia and the effort required to succeed in environments that reward speed and precision. This adversity becomes part of the book's broader argument that achievement is often built on compensating strategies, persistence, and a willingness to confront limitations. Hans also addresses health challenges, including diabetes and chronic stress, using them to underscore that high-performance finance can impose a sustained physiological burden. The memoir does not treat these elements as inspirational decoration. They are presented as constraints that shape decision-making, relationships, and stamina over decades. The reader sees how pressure accumulates around major transactions and how the emotional fallout of setbacks can linger. This dimension gives the business narrative a human center and provides a counterweight to the glamour sometimes associated with private equity. For professionals in demanding fields, the book offers a reminder that resilience is not just about pushing harder, but about recognizing when a career model is eroding health and family life. The practical takeaway is the importance of building sustainable habits and boundaries alongside ambition. In conclusion, The Dealmaker is best suited to readers who want an insider narrative of private equity without expecting a step-by-step technical manual. Aspiring investors, entrepreneurs, and business students can use it to understand how major transactions come together in practice, the role of negotiation, reputation, governance, and decision-making under uncertainty. Industry professionals may value the candid tone, especially where Hans discusses stress, mistakes, and the reality that not every high-profile investment works. The intellectual benefit is a clearer mental model of private equity as a people and process business, where incentives, control, and operational follow-through matter as much as financing. Practically, the book encourages readers to think harder about downside risk, deal structure, and the ways macro events can overwhelm otherwise sound plans. It stands out in its category because it blends personal adversity and health realities with the mechanics of deal life, offering a portrait of ambition that includes consequences. Compared with many leadership memoirs, it is more grounded in transaction detail and less dependent on generic motivational claims. Compared with technical private equity texts, it offers context and lived experience: what the pressure feels like, how judgment is formed, and why timing can make or break even experienced dealmakers. If you would like to support Guy Hans, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.